Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Buzella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California on Christmas Day.
What's wrong? Or what's right?
What's right?
That someone's listening to this on Christmas Day.
It's
what's wrong
maybe
that we're
right.
recording it?
Oh, it's a good thing.
It's the greatest thing that ever was. You must be dedicated. Today's topic, Jill and I talk about you must be dedicated if you're listening on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Shabato asks, I spoke with a seller in Colorado who returned a signed offer, and when I was able to get the person on the phone the next day, he said that he had some back taxes, but that he already paid them off the day before. When I spoke to the county, I learned that the county sold the tax lien and that my seller had come in earlier and paid it off. I got the seller to scan and email a copy of the receipt, and what he sent does show the tax lien certificate had been redeemed, and on the same sheet of paper there was a notice to the company that bought the lien to surrender their certificate so they could collect their money. I guess my question is it safe for me to purchase this property at this point? Is there a reason for me to wait or any other concern I should be aware of? This is a good situation.
And this is a great question.
Yeah.
If everything's true that you said, in general, there's no reason to wait. Yeah. You can prepare the deed and send it, just like we teach in Land Academy 1.0. But beware of this. When back taxes get this far back and there's tax liens, there's one for every year. So you may have a certificate. You may stand sitting there saying, look, at the 2014 tax lien was paid off. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, I'm in the clear. Well, 2013, 2012, and 2010, you got to check. Mm-hmm. Colorado is very high tech in general, even the rural counties. And you should be able to check online very quickly and see if all the taxes have been paid off. Or if you call the treasurer and say, look, you know, I've got a receipt for 2015, let's say it is. Can you check to see if there's any other back tax liens associated with the property on any different year? One of our members who's very successful, Luke Smith, just ran into this. He bought a property, had a certificate just like this, resold the property. This is like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars now. And found out later that there was a $30,000 tax lien that was like 8 years before that. So you have to check to make sure that it's all okay. But I think in general, this is probably okay. Mm-hmm. I think this is your situation where maybe you just hit the guy at the right time. And
so it sounds like. I'm hoping it was just the one. And he got your offer and was all excited. Like, this is better than giving it away, obviously. Let me run and pay off the taxes and here you go. So
the other thing I might do, you know, I'm pulling at Jill here, is just have a conversation with the person. See what happened. You know, why did the taxes get back this far? Because it takes years to have a tax lien. It takes 5 years. I think, to have a tax lien filed against the property.
Got it.
So, I don't know. You might want to just really kind of feel it, and feel good about it or not bad, good about it. Would you do this deal?
After a lengthy conversation with the county and just make sure, is there anything else? You know, that kind of conversation, that I would just go right ahead. You know, it's good. And you know what? The big thing is, you got this guy excited now. You don't want to back out. You know, I hope it's that good. I feel really bad if the guy got all excited, paid off the taxes, and then there was some other glaring thing that maybe you didn't want to buy the property. So I'm really fingers crossed that it's got all the other attributes and everything that you want. So, because you don't want to be that person.
Yeah, and make sure you do all the rest of your due diligence. Yeah. Make sure the property's where you want it. It's what you want. Make sure you pull a lien report. If you're a member, you have access to all this. Pull a lien report in Title Pro. Make sure you look up on Parcel Fact.
Right.
That'll give you a ton of information, like inside of 15 seconds.
Exactly.
Not exaggerating. It's that fast.
Yeah.
Today's topic, man, you must be dedicated if you're listening on Christmas Day. This is the meat of the show.
Merry Christmas, Stephen.
Thank you, Jill.
So I was thinking about this. I'm like, all right, if you're really listening on Christmas Day, that means a couple things.
This can go both ways.
That's right. That's why I said that like that. Number one, boy, you're sick of your family.
I got some stories.
Sweetheart, I gotta go. It's 3 o'clock. It's podcast time. You know that. You know at 3 o'clock, sweetheart, I have to go. I know. Come on, hurry up. Eat everyone. Wrap it up here. Wrap it up. We gotta eat faster.
Eat faster, kids.
That's right. Because we gotta go. There's a show I gotta listen to. You know what time it is. This is Dad's time. No, that's. I hope that's not what's going on. But what I was saying is, if you really are this dedicated, man, you are in it.
That's what I think.
I hate the saying "in it to win it," but I just said it. But that's kind of it. You're in it. You're all in, man. This is your life, and that was reminding me too. That was kind of what Joe said. Joe Martin, who I had on my live show last week on Wednesday. He's like, "I'm all in, man. This is my thing. He's like, "I love it." He's like, I really do get up in the morning, I'm excited. And after, you know, it used to, when he had the job, you know, he would sneak away and do calls and get home and do it because he was excited.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. So I'm hoping that the reason you're listening today is because you are that excited. You are loving it. And boy, that attitude is gonna bring a lot. I have two more things to say.
Sure.
My other thing is, you know, I love that you're all in it too, but please don't go a little too far. Be sure and do spend that quality time with your family. The last thing I want is you to get burnt out on land. You know, it's one thing to be available.
It's
another thing to get burnt out. Okay.
I don't think.
So I just want to just make sure you're aware that you're spending time. Maybe you're not getting burnt out, but you don't want your family to get sick of you because you're never available. You know, just not happy because of that. Because that can happen.
One of my best friends is our lawyer in Scottsdale. Goes to his office on Christmas Day every year and cleans it out and rearranges it every single year. I call him sometimes at like
funny.
4 o'clock.
Because that's his alone time.
Day. I call his direct number right at his desk, and he knows that I'm going to call.
Yeah.
No, because he just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Exactly. That's so funny.
As time goes on, it's just more and more okay to tell the truth. I think the internet is the real positive effect of the, one of the positive effects of the internet is that people just, they go on YouTube or wherever. This is what we do. We sit here and tell the truth, and we have, and people listen to it. And so you can finally say, you know, Christmas Day sucks for most people.
I love it.
I know.
Sorry.
And I think we're.
I love it.
You know what I miss? I've learned to love it because of you.
Do you know what I miss? I miss the days. I'll tell you honestly about Christmas. I miss the days of sitting on the floor and being lost for 2 hours in Legos. Because I loved that.
I love everybody loves Christmas below the age of 14, 13.
Kids are a little older now, but I might actually just throw some Legos out there just for me and make everybody sit down and do Legos with me.
Everybody in our house is getting a new computer on Christmas Day. I know this for a fact because I'm involved in the Santa operation,
right?
Including Jill. So I think that's what it is now. It's not Legos. It's just getting a new computer and setting it all up and installing the stuff that you want. And you can get lost in that.
That's true. I still like the Legos, though. That was fun. What was your... Okay, I got to ask. What was your... when the kids were little, like, what was the favorite... Like, we all have a favorite toy and things that we like to play with. Like, what was your favorite with them?
Oh,
pick,
Legos.
Pick one kid.
Legos.
Oh, was it Legos, too?
Yeah, hands down.
Oh, that's good. I do have another one that I like. This was a long time ago. Easy Bake Oven time. That's pretty fun because I have a total sweet tooth. So cracking up in the little Easy Bake Oven and helping kid number one do the little batter and the little things and push them through. And I still am shocked that a light bulb can cook a cake. I don't know how that's possible.
Did you have to use that batter that it came with, or could you use your own batter?
You can use your own batter, but we always just had the little.
So a light bulb will cook a cake then?
Yes. It's whatever's going on in there.
It's a light bulb. My sister had one, and I just took it all apart.
How does a light bulb cook a cake?
Absolutely,
I don't know.
A light bulb.
So funny. It only cooks one, you know, this size, this round, and like a half inch thick.
Which is that's what cake should be. It should be
the size of a small
pancake.
It's like a cake, exactly. It came out, an Easy Bake Oven cake is a pancake. So you should eat four. Because I want four.
You know what I'm getting this year is a bunch of fishing stuff.
Yes.
Like pulling out the stops, fishing stuff.
Yeah.
That will get used on Christmas Day.
I know. It is Christmas Day.
And it's breaking everyone's heart on the East Coast. So we are going out on the boat.
Yeah, that we can do that today. And the rest of this week.
Yeah.
Do that.
That's so good.
That's very true.
It just makes my heart warm. Just even thinking about that.
That's very true.
You know what? You're right. You got to take time off.
Yeah.
You have to.
And have some fun. So.
I just, this whole time of year, I said it yesterday. I just love the planning part of it. Planning for 2019.
Yep.
We're going to dramatically uptick our house buying operation in 2019 and infill lot operation because we are in the beginning of a mild recession similar to the 90s, the early 90s, in my opinion. Even Alan Greenspan did a whole press release. Not that he's got anything to release, but I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, last week anyway. And he said, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Because we're in that time where feds are going to either increase interest rates or not. So he had a lot to say about that. I mean, if there's any expert on that, I don't mean to make a weird change here over Christmas, but.
Yeah, I'm like, I was talking about gifts and you took it into interest rates.
2019.
That's not a Christmas gift.
There's going to be a real estate slowdown.
I don't want that under the tree.
There's going to be a real estate slowdown in 2019. And that's a really good thing for people in the business. Not real estate agents. It's a really bad thing for them, but you're not a real estate agent. That's why you listen to this show.
Exactly.
You buy and sell real estate and make some dough.
You know, I've got to say one last thing about being available in your land business on Christmas. If you haven't had it yet, be ready for it because invariably around the holidays, you will get the funniest phone calls from usually buyers. It's sometimes buyers, sometimes sellers. I think it's usually buyers. Remember, we've all had them. So if you want to share them with us, please do put them in the comments section here because the drunk weird phone call. I'm not kidding.
Oh, from the letters?
The holidays brings them out, right?
Yeah.
It is so darn funny. So I'm like, this is like, I get excited for it every year. I'm like, all right, who's it going to be this time? And what's it going to be? Because these guys are like, you know, it's almost like a guy will call you 3 days in a row drunk buying the same property. You're like, oh, we talked yesterday, you know, and they forget, you know, kind of thing. So it's always going to be, there's going to be something funny.
Please record that stuff.
Please record it. Please share it with us. So, and be ready. That's half the fun.
It is. It's like, that's the treat of being in this business. It's like the lollipop. It's like, I just think when people get, and sellers too. Why did you send me this letter?
Exactly. My favorite is you have voicemails that are recorded at 1:15 in the morning. You're like, oh, this is going to be a good one. Everybody gather around. That's what we do. So, but like I said, the holidays, then it's times 10. So save them, share them. They're awesome.
We could do a whole show just listening to those recordings and laughing.
Yeah. That's really true. Hey, we'll do that. If you send us enough of them, we'll put them together and share them with everybody. That's good.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for 2019 planning during the downturn.
And we answer your questions posted at our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So tell me, what is your favorite gift or favorite story from Christmas time when you were a child? Do you have anything that funny that happened or a gift that you just remember? What's your favorite Christmas story?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, we would go over to my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve night for dinner and the whole thing. And my sister applied to Michigan State University. This is, you know, college graduation. I don't know. For whatever reason, it coincided with the holiday season. And she got a letter. I got the mail that day. And she got a letter of acceptance because her whole thing was delayed and deferred. And there's a whole big thing with her about getting into Michigan State. So I could see through it that she got accepted. You know, back then it was you get a little envelope, like a number 10 envelope, like we send out. You're a goner. But if you get like a package that's a bigger envelope and it tells you what, we all knew this.
Right.
Well, she got the big package, so I wrapped it all up and gave it to her like in front of our whole extended family. And everyone was crying and she was crying. And I was already in college and I was home for college.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good
At this
kid.
Age, it's all about giving. Even back then, it's not even...
Yeah.
I've always been a giver, not so much a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
God knows it's the truth with you.
Be a giver and a lover.
What is that?
I don't know. You're just a lover and a giver. That's
oh
it.
God. That's not what you were saying yesterday.
Or this morning. Hey, wherever you're watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.